How art thou going to Bukhara? Thou art mad. Thou art fit for chains and the prison house.
What is this? Rumi was explaining it to you because he was narrating this story. Now he changed it. Bigoy is talking about it and the friends. Who are these friends? First of all, these friends are not from Bukhara, found them here. So they look like friends, but they are not friends. We see that again and again. In the next story, again, the friends, because this is a very special problem that you're facing in enrichment. The advice of the surrounding people. When you want to go back to your innocence, when you want to go to the origin of the humanity and all that, the first enemy you have is this. The second is the egos around you, the people around you, if they are not believers in this stuff. Do they tell you that we don't know, do whatever you want? They advise you always. This is a part of your life. I mean, what is your life? Your life is whatever you think, whatever you believe, and the environment, whatever the people talk to you. Here we are talking about that exception. Everybody believes in the rule. You will see here, all the friends will tell him, what is that Bukhara place? It's no good. Do you remember how bad it was? You left it, blah, 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 all of that. He says, you have to face them all. We'll see them here. We'll see them again when he's talking about that mosque, which will kill the guests and stuff like that. Over there again, he talks about this. Means the advice you get from surrounding area is logical advice, which in this path is wrong, because here you're beyond the logical stuff. That logical stuff doesn't work here. He's showing it to you now. Yes.
He is champing iron with his wrath against thee. He is seeking thee with 20 eyes. He is sharpening the knife for thee. He is the starving dog, and thou the bag of flour. After thou hast escaped, and God has given thee the road, thou art going to prison? What is the matter with thee? Had there been 10 sorts of custodians over thee, intelligence would have been needed in order that thou might come quit of them. Since no one is a custodian over thee, wherefore have the future and the past become sealed to thee? Secret love has...
What is your answer to all of this? Yeah, the people, they are looking at him and say, hey, Bukhara was no good. Over there you were in trouble, and they were even preparing a knife to kill you. This is what Bukhara is all about. Then you got lucky. You're outside, and you're here. Are you silly to go back? Going back for what? Yes, we understand if somebody will grab you and take you somewhere, but nobody is doing it to you. Why? Why is he going back? Read it, yeah.
Secret love had made him captive. The warner was not seeing that custodian.
He said everybody was looking at him and saying, you don't have any custodian. They didn't see the custodian. Custodian was love. Love will grab you and take you somewhere. So they didn't see it. Not because they are ignorant. They are not in love. So they don't understand it, the people around him. Yes.
Every custodian's custodian is hidden. Else, wherefore is he in thrall to courage nature? The anger of love, the king, settled upon his soul and chained him to the office of a myrmidon and to ignominy. It is striking him and saying, "Hark, strike him, captain, strike him. Woe is me on account of those hidden myrmidons."
Again, look at it. When somebody is doing something, you see the intelligence planning, designing, and trying to do something, right? So, okay, that's obvious. When somebody is doing something logical. But in the subject you're talking about, there is no direct relationship like that, and it's not understandable exactly like that. It's invisible. The motivation of the lover is invisible. So all the people around him will see the visible stuff to talk about. They don't know what's happening inside, in the heart of the lover. That's what is pulling this guy to Bukhara, and nobody could see that because it's not visible. Only the lover will feel it, that tendency, that attraction. Yes?
Whomever you see going in a detriment, he, though alone, is going along with a myrmidon. If he were aware of him, he would cry out in distress and go into the presence of the King of Kings and scatter earth on his head before the king, that he might find security from the frightful devil. You, O less than an ant, deemed yourself a prince. Hence, blind, you did not see that custodian.
Means what? Means look at you. Do you see that custodian? No, you don't. Why? Why don't you see it? Because you feel that you are in control. When you think that you are controlling everything, you don't see that, no, motivation is somewhere else. Something else could push you around, could stop you or push you to go somewhere. But you don't see that one because you think you are in control. This is what the brain believes always, right? Yes?
You were deluded by these false wings and plumes, the wings and plumes that lead to woe. He keeps his wings light. When he keeps his wings light, he journeys upward. When he becomes defiled with earth, he makes heaviness.
Mm-hmm. Again, another example. He brought it to this. Listen, what I'm talking about here, the title is The Friends That Are Trying to Stop This Guy From Going to Bukhara, right? So here he will explain that all around you, the people who don't know what's happening to you and they don't understand the motivation of a lover, they try to stop you because they see a lot of different stuff, but they don't see the principal one. Principal one is that invisible one, the emotion in you, the feeling. The rest is calculation. They see that, okay, this is no good, that's good, you will lose something here, you will gain something there, and all that, right? So all of this, they talk to you, and it's not only their fault. It's your fault again. At the same time, because you believe them, because you think that you are in control and you want to be in control, and that's good, right? So he brought it to the last verse to explain it to you. So, do you remember? First of all, I told you that a bird cannot fly with one wing. Remember? You need two wings. Here, I said, okay, your thought could fly. When it is clean, if the feathers are filthy with the dirt, means if you're thinking about the material world here, then the bird cannot fly. Means your thought cannot fly really. You will lose the thinking when you're thinking a lot about this, the real existence of the animal. Yes?
how the lover, impelled by love, said,
"I don't care," to the person who counseled and scolded him. He said, "O counselor, be silent. How long will... How long wilt thou chide? Don't give advice, for the bonds on me are very grievous. My bonds are more grievous than thy advice. Thy doctor was not acquainted with love." In that quarter where love was increasing pain, who Hanifa and...
Wait a minute. I don't know why they translated thy doctor. There was no doctor here. He talks, your intelligence fellow, Donishmand, the fellow with the know-how. Your Donishmand means your intelligence doesn't understand love. This is what it is. I don't know how they translate it like that. But, okay, what is this paragraph? That paragraph was about the friends, the surrounding people, that they don't know what's going on inside you, so they try to stop you. And what is the reaction of this guy? Lahavali. I don't care. Yes.
In that quarter where love was increasing pain, Bu Hanifa and Shafi gave no instruction.
Means what? Anybody? Okay. In Islamic branches, it starts after Muhammad, and there are a couple of people who will bring a fiqh. They will interpret somehow the Quranic stuff to make some rules, and there are four of them. And they fight. Somehow the followers of this, they hate the other one, and so on, and so on, and so on. Even now, okay? But, first of all, we know the story of Rumi. Rumi is in one of these branches, okay? You remember his sweetheart, the fellow who is going to replace him, Hesam al-Din. Hesam al-Din is from another branch. And one day he will come to Rumi and will say, "I'm sorry, because you believe in that class and I believe in this. I want to give it up." Rumi will say, Don't. Why? The explanation is interesting. It doesn't matter. Because the difference is in the forms, not the essence. Changing the form doesn't change anything. Here he will bring two of those names here. These are four guys with four principles for Islam. Two of them, the most famous one, to say, what about them? He said, listen, when I'm talking about the love and the pain of love, even these people, they didn't say anything. Nobody could talk about it. He doesn't go high to say even prophets will not talk about it, because prophets are different. But here, Bu Hanife and Shafi'i, none of them have a lesson about this, because love is beyond these differences and personal interpretations. Yes?
Do not thou threaten me with being killed, for I thirst lamentedly for mine own blood. For lovers there is a dying at every moment. Verily, the dying of lovers is not of one sort.
Interpretation. Translation, please. Means what?
I don't care if I die.
Means what? You just read it and go away? The lovers will die every single moment. What does that mean?
Along.
You remember, death for you is the death of the animal.